East Coast Lions is an NGO that has identified a few organizations that it would like to help who are spreading joy, hope and happiness and helping the people of KZN. They've put us in contact with Solosh Pillay, who is from Daughters of Africa. Good afternoon, Solosh.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you for joining us. The Daughters of Africa Africa Foundation provides hunger and poverty relief to school children and also healthcare services to the poor and needy. They also empower young women with life skills and leadership program, hence the name Daughters of Africa. Tell us a little bit more about the work that you guys do. I just mentioned some of it now and what your organization is trying to achieve.
Well, basically, we do a lot of poverty alleviation within the province, as well as health projects, which are basically the cancer testing and screening, which we found a gap in at the moment, where people get diagnosed with cancer already in stage 3 and beyond. So we took it upon ourselves to make sure that we take the health awareness campaigns to the people so that they can at least get detected early on. For cancer.
And also, I mean, cancer is one of those diseases that is, it's so difficult to, you know, to deal with. I mean, for lack of a better word, it's expensive, it's tragic, it's also very scary.
Indeed, Vic, it is something that has affected all of us in some way or the other.
Yes.
If we're not infected, then we've had family members that have been affected by cancer. And I think it's somehow we whisper the word cancer most of the time. As a result of that, we thought, let's bring it out into the open and allow people to get tested early so that they can get diagnosed and get treatment.
When you're tackling such a big disease, that comes with its own challenges.
Indeed, quite a lot. You know, the fact that we need to go out to the public and test in itself is a task. But what we've done, and we've actually brought to a fine art right now, we put out little marquees in different venues, and we call upon people to come and get tested. Prostate cancer is another such cancer that is rampant at the moment. Men tend to shy away from getting tested for prostate cancer because they automatically think we touch or we feel or whatever. But it's just a mere blood sample that we take out.
It's a lot of stigma.
It is indeed. Cancer has come, especially with the Indian community, it's been there all the time where we've got the stigma around it, you know. People want to whisper cancer. And for us, the awareness was such an amazing program that we ran throughout, you know, throughout different provinces. But our focus has been KZN.
And who can access your services, Solosh? I mean, I know you say that you allow people to come and get screened for cancer. Early screening and detection is very important. But the people that you're servicing in your community?
It's a free service, so
anyone
can. It's an absolute free service. We have to thank our sponsors, obviously, as well. And organizations like the Lions, they are amazing in what they're doing. At the moment, starvation is the name of the game. Everyone's, you know, we're in the cusp of absolute crisis in our country at the moment because of COVID. And the Lions have come forward. They've donated money so that we can put food on people's table.
And what about your work with young women in the country?
Well, we're doing a lot with that as well. We call it our dignity program, where we take services again to communities. We say, you know what, we know sometimes it's inaccessible for the poor to come to us. So as a result of that, we go out to communities itself. The dignity program basically is a program where we go to communities. We talk a little bit on hygiene. We give them a little bit empowerment programs so that they get a little empowered themselves. And then eventually leave them with a hygiene pack where they can look after themselves. We have innovative menstrual cups that we give out as well that can last about 10 years. So it's an amazing project just to empower our people.
Yes, it sounds like you have a very full plate. And I'm very happy to tell you this afternoon, courtesy of East Coast Lions and East Coast Radio, East Coast Lions would like to donate 12,500 rands to your organization to help you continue this amazing work that you're doing.
Oh, wow. I am totally stunned. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. You know, the funds are really drying up for all our NGOs at the moment and NPOs. So this is really a lifesaver. Thank you. Thank you so much to Lions. Thank you so much to East Coast for all you guys are doing for communities at the moment, especially now that we've reached this crisis point in terms of hunger.
You're welcome. There you have it. Solosh Pillay of Daughters of Africa.